This track provides a brief overview of many other important features on your new CTS-V. We recommend that you consult with your owner's manual for full details on all aspects of your CTS-V.
The CTS-V Dual Zone Climate Control Center is the screen located below the CD player. The power button on the driver's side activates the system for the entire vehicle. You select the temperature that you would like by pressing the up or down arrows above and below the power button. The passenger in your CTS-V can select a temperature different than yours. To do this, press the power button on the passenger side. You'll see a temperature displayed on the right side of the screen. Press the up or down arrows at the right to adjust the temperature if warmer or cooler air than the driver's side is desired.
Keep in mind that turning the passenger side off does not stop the airflow, but gives control of the temperature of both sides to the driver.
The Climate Control Center has two modes of operation, auto and manual. When you press the auto button, the system looks at the temperature that you've set, then automatically controls the air distribution, the fan speed, and the compressor operation. Your vehicle compares the temperature that you've set to the actual temperature inside the car. To maximize your comfort initially, the fan speed may run at an elevated level in order to quickly adjust interior temperature to your desired setting. If you'd prefer to manually turn down the fan speed and reduce the interior noise level, you can press the fan down button while still leaving the rest of the system in the auto mode.
Pressing the button with the figure of a person on it activates the manual air distribution setting. By repeatedly pressing this button, the screen will display the various air distribution modes.
To direct airflow in your CTS-V for defogging your windows, press the lower portion of this button until the symbol for defrost and a downward arrow appear on the screen. This mode will direct the air between the windshield, floor outlets, and side windows. Just below each of your air vents is a thumb wheel to adjust flow. Be sure to turn the thumb wheel on your outboard air vents toward the side windows for best defogging results. For quicker windshield defrosting or defogging, simply press the button with the defrost symbol. It's the middle button on the top row above the Climate Control Center screen. It looks like a curved window with arrows on it.
For rear window defogging or defrosting, press the button to the right of the defrost button on the top row above the screen display. When you turn on the ignition and press the rear window defogger switch for the first time, the defogger cycle lasts 10 minutes. Further operation results in 5-minute defogger cycles. The defogger cycle resets to 10 minutes when you cycle the ignition to the off position and then back to the on position. The rear defogger feature will not time out if the vehicle speed is above 30 miles per hour.
And finally, two of the best parts of your CTS-V Climate Control Center are the seat heaters. Both driver and passenger seats have their own controls. They're the buttons with the seat symbol on them and feature two settings, high and low, for your comfort. To operate them, repeatedly press your seat heater button to change between off, high, and low.
Now let's take a quick look at the brakes, traction control, and stability systems and the 6-speed manual transmission on your CTS-V.
With your high-performance engine, you also need a high-performance braking system, and this is exactly what your CTS-V has. Your braking system features Brembo ventilated disc brakes, 14-inch rotors, and 4-piston calipers all around for outstanding brake performance.
Your CTS-V also has standard ABS. ABS is an advanced electronic braking system that helps you avoid braking skids. As you brake, your computer receives updates on wheel speed and controls brake pressure so you can maintain steering control. Just hold the brake pedal down firmly and let anti-lock work for you. You may feel the brake pedal pulse slightly or hear some noise, but this is normal.
And while we're on the topic of braking, you'll find the parking brake release handle to the left of the steering wheel and just below the instrument panel. It's the first handle, so be careful not to release your hood, which is the handle just below the parking brake release.
Two of the most important options on your CTS-V are traction control and Stabilitrack, which is your stability control system. Traction control is especially useful when you encounter slippery road conditions. It operates on its own when it senses that the wheels are spinning or beginning to lose traction. In fact, it actually works to prevent the wheels from spinning, and that in turn helps you maintain control of your vehicle.
Stabilitrack is an advanced computer-controlled system that assists you with directional control in difficult driving conditions. Stabilitrack activates when the computer senses a discrepancy between your intended path and the direction the vehicle is actually traveling. The system selectively applies braking pressure to any one of the vehicle's brakes to help steer the vehicle in the direction that you are turning the steering wheel.
When this system is activated, a message will appear on the audio system display screen. If your vehicle is in cruise control when the Stabilitrack activates, the cruise will be disengaged. You may also hear a slight noise or feel a slight vibration in the brake pedal. This is normal.
Traction control and Stabilitrack come on each time you start your vehicle. Depending on your driving situation, you may choose to turn these systems off. Pressing the lower portion of the left inboard switch at the 9 o'clock position on the steering wheel will take you through four different modes. First, as I mentioned already, at startup, both traction control and Stabilitrack are on. Press the button once to turn traction control off while leaving Stabilitrack on. Press the button again within 5 seconds to turn traction off and make Stabilitrack less governed. This is a competition mode for expert driving on racetracks. In this mode, the Stabilitrack will engage only in situations of extreme vehicle slide. And finally, you can turn both traction control and Stabilitrack off by pushing and holding the button down. This will work only if you are in the first mode when both are on, for example, right after you initially start up.
When you turn traction control off, you'll see a light in the instrument cluster that reads TC with a line through it. When you go into a competition mode or when you turn Stabilitrack off and on, you will get a message on the audio system display screen. To clear these messages, press the programmable button next to the OK prompt.
Let's talk a little about your 6-speed manual transmission. It's standard on the CTS-V and allows you to take full advantage of your 400 horsepower engine. With your 6-speed transmission coupled to this high-performance engine, we've included a feature called Skip Shift. This feature means that when you shift from first gear, you'll be directly placed into fourth when you're driving at speeds between 15 to 19 miles per hour with light throttle input. Although this feature was added for fuel economy reasons, many drivers especially like it in city driving conditions. And again, you'll not be required to do anything special when shifting. When you pull the shifter back, it'll drop into fourth gear rather than second. And because of the high torque that your engine produces, many drivers don't even notice when this occurs. There is a light that illuminates in the instrument cluster during skip shift activation, and a greater amount of throttle in first gear will override this feature.
Storage is always an important feature, and the trunk on your CTS-V has you ready to start packing. You'll notice the trunk hinges take up less room. The new hinge style doesn't have big arms that drop into the trunk, so that means you have more room to store things. And be sure to notice that when you push the trunk release button or press the release on your keyless remote, the trunk hood will unlock and release, but it will not pop up.
Your CTS-V comes equipped with two accessory power outlets. The front outlet is in the storage compartment below the climate control center. The rear outlet is on the back of the center console. These outlets can be set to be powered while your CTS-V is running and for 10 minutes after vehicle shutdown, or they can be set so that they are kept powered at all times, even when the engine is off, for uses like cell phone charging.
If you would prefer a setting other than what is programmed into your vehicle, your dealer can make a fuse adjustment to make this happen.
One recommendation, however, with your outlets set to be powered all the time, please do not leave a large appliance like a TV plugged in overnight. This could drain your battery. And for those of you who might have the need for a lighter, please see your GM dealer.
Another feature on your vehicle is HomeLink. You'll see the system's three buttons on your driver's sun visor. HomeLink is very convenient as it can replace up to three handheld transmitters used to activate garage doors, entry gates, and other devices.
To program your HomeLink transmitter, be sure that people and objects are clear of your selected garage door or gate and follow these steps. First, press and hold HomeLink's two outside buttons simultaneously for about 20 seconds. Then release them when the indicator light begins to flash. Next, position your handheld transmitter that came with your garage door opener or gate 1 to 3 inches away from your HomeLink buttons. And finally, simultaneously press and hold both the button on HomeLink that you want to program and your handheld transmitter. Do not release the buttons until an indicator light goes from a slow flash to a rapid flash.
Your chosen button on your HomeLink system will now be programmed. To program the remaining two buttons, start with step 2, as you don't want to repeat the first step, as this will erase all previous programming.
Some garage door openers require additional learning steps to program, and for all the remote transmitters that you will be programming into your HomeLink system, it is strongly recommended that new batteries are used to ensure signal integrity. Please be sure to see your owner's manual for additional information on HomeLink.
Your vehicle is also equipped with OnStar capabilities. The primary controls are located on your inside rearview mirror. OnStar is a pay-for-use service and has several different service plans.
The Safe and Sound plan includes automatic notification of an airbag deployment, emergency services, roadside assistance, stolen vehicle assistance, accident assistance, remote door unlock, remote diagnostics, and online concierge services.
The Directions and Connections plan includes everything mentioned in the previous plan, plus route support, ride assistance and information, and convenience services.
And the Luxury and Leisure plan incorporates services from the two previous plans, plus the more advanced personal concierge service.
There is also a personal calling plan, which allows you to make personal calls using the OnStar system.
To find out more about OnStar, kindly see your owner's manual and the OnStar guide that was included in your vehicle's glove box literature.
This concludes our look at some of the other important features that came with your new CTS-V. Now you can let the CD advance to the next track for some final thoughts about your exceptional new vehicle.